Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right. Oh, man, I know I shouldn't do this, but yes! Yes! That's exactly what we needed. It's exactly what we wanted to see, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about it. Royals win. Bubich remains a rock. And the offense is making rumors about getting red hot. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-9065. That's one number short. Let me give you that phone number one more time. 913-586-7965. And hey, before we get to your phone calls, I want to head back inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk with the man that leads the American League in saves. He just picked up number 25. He's Carlos Estevez. He should be on his way to Atlanta for the All-Star game. I still have my fingers crossed that he'll make his way there. Carlos, thank you very much for the time tonight. Great job. How much fun is this team having? How much confidence is this team possessing right now?
First of all, thank you for having me, man, in the show. Always, it's a pleasure. Man, it's just great, man. The game that we have been playing lately is a different one that what we played last month. You know, we looked better as a team, as a whole group, you know, taking better at bats, pitching better. And it's really fun, man. The K is really fun right now.
Yeah. Speak to this fan base, right? You've now been around this Kansas City and Kauffman Stadium and these fans for the past few months. When you do go through a difficult stretch like this team did in June, to see them still pouring out 20,000 almost every single night, what does that mean to the guys?
It means a lot, man. It means a lot. It means that they believe in us, and they're going to be with us day in and day out, and I love to see that, man. This fan base is, you know, they know about the game. I know they still get mad, which is okay, but they always have our backs, and I love the feeling out there.
Carlos Estevez, kind enough to join us from inside that Royals clubhouse. Royals sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. Does it feel like the team's on track and we're right back to where we want to be with the focus on the postseason?
Yeah, man, I think so. The road trip that we had was a good one, winning road trip, and then just coming back home and doing this right away. We got that feeling again, you know, and it's like we're going to have to ride it for the rest of the year.
So speak to, final thing for you, really appreciate the time again. What's different? Is the team just executing? Is it as simple as that? Are they looser? What are you seeing?
I think we're executing, man. We're just taking better at-bats, and we're seeing better pitches, the pitches they're throwing. You know, we're just right on top of them. The pitchers, we're throwing more strikes. We're attacking the strike zone, and we're making them swing, you know. And when you're doing that, when you're doing two good things at the same time, I think you're going to win a lot of baseball games, and that's what I'm seeing lately.
He is the final boss in that bullpen. One of the great pitching staffs in Royals history through the first 94 games. Carlos, great job tonight. Get back in there and enjoy it with the boys.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. Thank you very much. Not only one of the nastiest dudes on the mound, one of the nicest people off the mound. That's Carlos Estevez inside the Royals clubhouse. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I have a lot to say right now, but man, we got full phone lines, so I'm going to keep it. I'll give you my thoughts in a little bit on this game, but I want to start in Overland Park. Jackson, you're hitting leadoff tonight as the Royals sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, they're right back on track, man. They control their fate. Jackson, talk to me. Turn your radio down and talk to me, please.
Hey, Vern, am I on? Let's go. I'm fired about these Royals. I'm fired up about Salvador Perez. Jack Caglione's coming around. I got to say, Chris Bubich and the bullpen, all the pitching staff did a great job. I got to say, I'm tired of watching Tommy Pham, Rob, outfield balls, and go 3-for-4. That's my only gripe tonight. But let's go. I watched this Royals team 10 and a half years ago take 4 out of 5 from the Mets. We can definitely take 2 out of 3 this weekend. Thank you.
All right, Jackson, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Nick Lofton robbed again by Tommy Pham. I got nothing negative to say about Mr. Pham. Let's go to Ian in Lee's Summit. Ian, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey there, Vern. Yeah, it's a great night. Bubich did his thing. Estevez going Super Saiyan Azul yet again to close it out. But good Lord, that home run by Jack Caglione, Vern, that is the farthest that I've seen a Royal hit a home run to dead center, no less, in recent memory. Maybe Salvi. I'm forgetting one time Salvi hit his tank like that, and maybe there's an obscure Royal that hit one further. But that has to be top 5 longest home runs hit by a Royal, right? Anyways, Vern, it was a great night. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to listen to you off the air.
Hey, I appreciate it, Ian. It's the 4th longest home run by a Royal at Kauffman Stadium in the StatCast era. So, dating back to 2015, in the past decade, yeah, it's the 4th longest behind your boy Brandon Moss, Kendrys Morales, Bobby Witt Jr., and now Jack Caglione. Now, prior to the StatCast era, there's, of course, the legendary Bo Jackson home run up on the grass, and I'm sure there's a handful of others that may surpass the 466-foot bomb by Cags, with one out and one on in the 4th inning. Royals up 1-0. Jack Caglione, a first pitch sinker left in the middle, 93 miles per hour coming in out of the left hand of Bailey Falter, blasted 111 miles per hour going back out to dead center field as he hits the covered walkway out there in dead center. I've only seen one other ball hit like that. Mike Trout back in 2014 went a few feet further, but still just jaw-dropping. Cags, Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, Michael. That's more than half of your lineup. I think everyone listening right now is in love with all 5 of those guys. Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, Mikal and Cags. That's quite the foundation. So that brings me back to a point I was making when this series started back on Monday. I told you this team doesn't need magic. They don't need magic to get to October. If they don't handle their business on this homestand, that's all they'll be left with. But if you don't win this series against the Pirates, if you don't win this upcoming series against the New York Mets, you're going to need magic. Now, we've seen magic in Major League Baseball from the shot heard around the world as the Giants come back in 51 and overtake the Brooklyn Dodgers to last year. Right? The Detroit Tigers selling off all their pieces, and then they get on a magical run and make their way all the way to the ALDS. I'm not praying for a magical run. We're not wishing. We're not doing whatever superstitious moves you may subscribe to. We don't need any of that. What we need is this team to do what good teams do. What we need is for this ball club to play a high-quality brand of ball, right? We need the boys to play some ball. And I made mention of this earlier today, that I wanted the sweep, that I wanted to get greedy, that you should get greedy going into this series. Because what I just mentioned, right, doing what good teams do, that wasn't, even that wasn't going to be enough. I made mention of it earlier today on the On Deck Show. If the Royals do from here on out what good teams are supposed to do, and that is win your series at home, go 500 on the road. Prior to this game today, had the Royals done that from here on out, win every series at home and split the road games, they would end the season with 85 wins. No American League team has made the postseason with 85 wins since 2017. But they did get greedy. Chris Bubich was a rock. The offense continues, surprisingly, to hit bombs at Kauffman Stadium. Now, if your Kansas City Royals can do what good teams do, that'll give them 86 wins, right? Win tonight, yeah, 86 wins. Win your series at home, split on the road, 86 wins, exactly what you put forth a season ago. 86 wins was good enough for you to grab that final wild card spot, and I'd guess it'll be good enough to grab that final wild card spot once again this season. So my question for you tonight is, and you can go anywhere you want, especially if you were one of the more than 18,000 in the building. I want to know all about your night. I want to hear about the experience, the memory, who you were with, and what you'll take with you. But I also want to know, do you believe they can do it? Do you believe that over the course of these final 78 games, 68 games, excuse me, do you believe that the Kansas City Royals can do what good teams do? It begins on Friday, right? You got to take two of three from the New York Mets. Oh, I can't wait, man. I don't want an off day. I know the players have earned an off day. The coaching staff, everyone, the trainers, they've all earned an off day. I don't want the off day, man. I want to get right back at it because now we know exactly what we need. We need this team just to do what we expected them to do at the beginning of the season. Yes, the first 94 have not gone the way that we expected. But here we are, 46-48. Just a handful of games to go. 2 months plus of baseball to play. If you do what good teams do, you'll find yourself in October rubbing elbows with good teams. Go back to the phone calls. Jack was in the building tonight. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. You wanted to talk about some experience tonight. It was great. Got to sit next to a couple that was traveling around the Midwest. They're going to 8 different ballparks. My question for you, I was there with some friends. What has Salvi done to get his power resurgence back?
I mean, he's Salvi. You know, you just give him time. His track record said it was going to show up. Right? I mean, had you bailed on him? Were you done with him? Did you think he was washed? Because if so, that's on you, not on him.
No, I had not bailed on him. I actually called into a show one night when we lost to the Reds 7-2, and a guy told you we should bench him for Freddie, and you weren't having any of it.
Yeah. No, and that guy wasn't the only one. I've heard it from a handful of people. I don't think it's, you know, when you've done it as long as Salvi has, and again, I haven't asked him. Maybe there is an answer. Maybe we'll hear from him before we get out of here. I'm sorry?
Do you think he's a little more loose at the plate right now? His average is going up too?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I haven't asked him about it. Haven't been in there after the game. But thanks for the phone call. When you've been a big leaguer for 13, 14 years, you know, Salvi's been through everything. He's been through worse slumps than his worst slump this season. He's lost more games than he's lost this season. He's had, worse injuries than the injuries he's had. I mean, he's just seen and done it all. He's Salvi. I mean, I was never hitting the panic button. Now, I'm also still of the belief that I don't want a 35-year-old catcher hitting in the cleanup spot or in the five spot throughout July and August and September for a team that I originally thought was going to win the division. Or at least that was the goal, right? That was my gripe early on in the season. If you're going to win the division, I don't think it's fair to ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup or to hit fifth. And okay, the division's not happening. We all can acknowledge that. Can you ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit fifth, hit cleanup, and lead you to the third wildcard spot? I don't know. I still don't believe so. But I never wanted Salvi benched. I mean, he's the captain. He's more than just the captain, more than just the example. I mean, the work that he puts in, the dedication. I mean, what am I talking about? You guys have watched Salvi his entire career. You know the work ethic, the dedication. I mean, honestly, it reminds me of a conversation that I was listening to earlier today on the drive. C-Dot and Rob were talking about LeBron James and some statement that somebody made about if LeBron was playing in the NFL, he'd be an all-pro tight end. And they were laughing at it, and, oh, that's silly. Guys, to become LeBron, to become Salvi, right? Two Hall of Famers. Okay, LeBron might be the greatest ever, and Salvi's one of the greatest, sure, but not, he's not Johnny Bench, okay? But to be a Hall of Famer, you're different. You sacrifice more than other big leaguers who sacrifice more than all of us listening, at least a large majority of us. They're built different. They're cut from a different cloth. They hold themselves to a different standard. Now, Salvi's different than just about everybody. Everybody you've ever watched. Everybody you've ever cheered on inside this stadium. Salvi works harder than all of them. Salvi shows up earlier than all of them. Stays later than all of them. So what's he doing? He's just continuing to do what's made him a future Hall of Famer. Salvi's batting .286 since the start of June with an OPS just shy of .900. Tonight marks his 19th career multi-home run game that extends a franchise record he already held. Mike was in the building tonight. Mike was one of the more than 18,000 to watch the Royals sweep the Pirates 4-3. Mike, what's your takeaway?
Oh, that home run by Cags. That just sounded different tonight. That was one heck of a shot. Just there with my wife, we looked at each other and we're like, wow. But I want to send out some kudos to India and his defense tonight. He made a heck of a play, knocking that ball down and getting back up and throwing out the runner. I forget the inning now. But we are down on him on his defense for a reason. But I want to send him some love on that play, and remind everybody that that's a guy that got hit in the head by a pitch and didn't come out of the game, and he also dislocated his shoulder and didn't come out of the game. He's tough, and I think he's going to come around for us. But I also want to throw out some love on Salvi, not just these two home runs. He played defense tonight like you wouldn't believe. That ball that hit Bubik, I'm not sure how many people can still chase that ball down and tag that runner out going to first. And Salvi did. And he slipped and still was able to put a tag on the base. Salvi's defense was solid tonight. No, it was better than solid tonight over at first base. Real impressed with that.
Great phone call, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, Salvi with a pair of very nice plays, a 106-mile-per-hour line drive. Caroms off the right shin of Chris Bubic in the first inning. Salvi collects it and beats Brian Reynolds to the bag for the second out of that first inning. And then in the seventh inning, with a man on second and two outs, Andrew McCutchen just kind of squibs one to the right side into that no man's land on the infield between the pitcher's mound and first and second and who's going to get it. And Salvi fields it. Now it's a foot race between two future Hall of Famers and Salvi and McCutchen. And Salvi wins the race, slaps the tag on the bag for the third out as John Schreiber puts up a scoreless seventh. John Schreiber recording four outs out of the bullpen. Schreiber, Urseg, and Carlos Estevez combined for 3 1/3 innings of two-hit relief. Royals win 4-3. I'm glad you mentioned Jonathan India. Yeah, made a nice play on a hard shot off of the bat of O'Neill Cruz for the third out of that eighth inning. India's on-base percentage here in the month of July, small sample size, sure, on-base percentage of .366. Let's go to Greg in Kansas City. Greg, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, how are you this evening?
Great, man. What do you have for me?
Well, I've got several things. I have a few questions. First of all, I want to say there's not enough gold on this planet to say what Salvi means to this city. Second, do you think we should start building towards a year to 2 years down the road? And the only reason I say that is right now, we've got so much leverage as far as pitching capital. The Central is so stacked right now. We are 4 out of 5, and I don't really see us passing.
But what do you
want to
do? Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about, Greg? Who do you want to trade?
Well, I hate to say it, but our captain. I say what we start doing. Salvi, I thought this a few years ago. I don't want to see his career wasted away here. And I know these guys are good, but I don't think we're capable of beating everybody to go past the CS to the World Series. So I say, man, right now, trade high. I just want to hear what you got to say. I appreciate
it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the phone call. No doubt, Greg. I don't think the return is worth it. You know, the shockwave that would course through the clubhouse would not be offset by the body you bring in by moving the great number 13. You know, he has a team option this offseason. I think it's $13 million. So Salvi's basically, you know, if you're trading for him, two-month rental. Maybe you want to pay him $13 million next season. That's not a ridiculous price tag. Okay, so a year and a half of a 35-year-old catcher. What would you be willing to give up if you were a team? Because, again, a good team, Salvi's probably hitting seventh. So I'm going to trade for a 35-year-old seven-hitter that, I mean, even his own team is trying to give him more time at DH and first base. No, to me, the return would not be worth the seismic shift on the field, in the clubhouse, on the plane, on the bus that would reverberate for the rest of the season. I I don't think the guys could recover. I was surprised you said that because you were talking about all the pitching capital. Yeah, you want to trade Seth Lugo? I'm not going to fight you. Now, I'm going to take that to the deadline if I'm John Sherman, but no, I'm not going to fight you on that. Chris Bubich better give me a haul if I'm going to move him. Michael Lorenzen, okay, fine, but no. Salvi, that doesn't work for me. Salvi tonight, two home runs, career home runs, number 285 and 286. So now he's only 31 away from matching George Brett's franchise record and just 25 shy of another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez, and seventh on baseball's all-time home run list for catchers. Greg, thanks for the phone call. Without question, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game is the great Salvador Perez. Goes 3-for-4 tonight, two home runs. He's now 22 RBIs away from Amos Otis and third on the franchise's all-time leaderboard. For being named player of the game, Salvi will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with his family. It'll all be delivered to the Perez's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the great number 13, Salvador Perez, who tonight goes 444 to dead center, and then 426 to dead center. Oddly enough, two of the three longest home runs this season by the Royals came tonight. Cags, 466 in the fourth, and Salvi's 444-foot blast to lead off the second. Royals win 4-3, and they sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's go back to the phone calls. Truman, on his way back to Nebraska after watching the boys take care of the Buccos. Truman, what's happening?
Oh, you know, I'm just going back after the game. That was just an electric game to see. Wow. Those home runs from Perez and Caglione just had me off my seat. I was enjoying it. Had a few hot dogs there. I left with the Bobby Witt jersey. It was just a great day, and I'm glad to be at the ballpark.
Man, you did it right, dude. Travel safe, and hope we get to see you out here again.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. So if the Royals, from here on out, can do what good teams do, win your series at home, go 500 on the road, you match your win total from 2024. Somehow, the sophomore album will deliver the same results as that breakout debut album we all fell in love with a summer ago. Royals win 4-3. We take a very quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls, and we'll head inside that victorious clubhouse after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Walter delivers and Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruz is back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center. 466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa. A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
They would go on to win 4-3, sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates and getting that record back a little bit closer to 500. Royals now 46-48. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals lead the game 1-0 there in the fourth inning. Michael Garcia leading off, going off. He rips a 1-2 fastball that's running in from the left-hander Bailey Falter. 94-mile-per-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate. Well, it's actually off the plate. It's in on Michael, and man, he eats those pitches up. He rips it 106 miles per hour up the third baseline into left field for a leadoff double. After Salvi did his job, hit the ball to the right side, hit it hard too. He moves Michael up to third. So Jack Caglione steps up. The only thing you can't do, Jack, is punch out. Just put the ball in the air. Get Michael home from third. Put the Royals up 2-0. Cag says, I could do that. Or I could tattoo this SOB 466 feet. Are you kidding me, Jack? Now, here's what's wild about it. Do you know how confident he's going to be tomorrow? Jack Cag, you have to think he's going. I just got chills. He's going to be as confident as he's ever been in his life tomorrow. And then when he shows up on Friday to take on Kodai Senga and the New York Mets, I mean, it might be the best he's ever felt. Again, guys, he's only played 32 games of big league baseball. He was in college last year, right? Just drafted this time last year. He's got a month of baseball under his belt. What this dude's going to do in August and September, if he can link up with this Bobby Witt Jr., right? Bobby batting .314 since the start of June. This Salvador Perez that we've been talking about. This Vinny Pasquantino who's batting .313 since the start of May. Oh, and then Michael Garcia, ho-hum, he's just batting .305 for the freaking season. There's only nine qualified hitters in the big leagues that are batting better than .300 for the season. Michael's one of them. So Michael, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Jack Caglione, man, that's a formidable bunch. Royals win 4-3, but that no doubter off of the bat of Cags was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a second, but I want to head downstairs and hear what the aforementioned Cags had to say. Here's the 22-year-old after the Royals' 4-3 victory, the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I mean, it felt really good. It was good to get one out to center. And honestly, just get the team on the board, get the ball rolling a little bit, and you know, have it lead to what it did. It always feels good to sweep.
Jack, you figure what you did yesterday played a little bit into today, getting a little traction and more confidence.
For sure. I mean, everything's just experience based at this point. You know, you're gonna figure out new things every day. So that's one thing that I'm focusing on and leaning on the guys around me for sure.
We talked about hitting behind Salvi kind of being a dream for you. Seeing him hit those homers tonight, what's your vantage point of them, and just how big swings were those?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. I think those are the biggest swings of the night for sure. Being able to hit behind him and be the first person to dap him up after, I definitely don't take it for granted. You know, I think it's super special being able to just watch him do what he does. You know, I've watched it on TV long enough as a kid, so it's really cool to see it in person.
Yeah. Ready for the first pitch. It's hard to kind of
evaluate the at-bat. Yeah, for sure. Coming in, you know, watch some video of the inning before. Yeah, he ambushed him, and I just thankful for it.
I just wonder where you guys feel like you're at as a team right now. You get a little bit on the roll, and you talked about how big this homestand was coming into it, and now you're 3 games in, or 3 wins in. Where do you guys feel like you're at as a team?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's coming in here. The vibes are great. You know, everybody's having fun out there, and I think it comes down to just playing for each other. You know, we kind of know the position we're in and where we want to be. And going into the break, I think there's no better way to do it than, you know, on a hot streak.
There you go. That's Jack Caglione again, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. He drives in two with one home run. Salvi drives in the other two with two home runs. And that's all Chris Bubich and John Schreiber and Lucas Erceg and Carlos Estevez would need. Royals sweep Pittsburgh 4-3, the final score. They take tomorrow off and open up a 3-game set with the New York Mets Friday night, 7:10 for the first pitch, right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. That's Jack Caglione, who tonight connected on the third longest home run at Kauffman Stadium since the start of last season. Let's go back to the phone calls. Joe in Raytown. Joe, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Great to hear your voice as always. Amazing job. I was one of, I believe you said, over 18,000 people that were in the ballpark this evening.
Yeah.
And it felt like a really special night. You've touched on it a lot. To see Salvi, Salvi's been with the organization essentially half of my life. I don't know how many more of these times I'll be able to see him have a game like he did tonight. And for him to have that, to have the entire crowd high-fiving, being really pumped, it felt like a really special moment. And then you had this bridge from the past with Salvi to the present, Bubich pitching really well, and into the future, obviously, with Cags. It just seemed like one of those kind of turning points. I've heard a lot of people say that they would rather this Royals team be like the Rockies and be completely out of the playoff picture. But nights like tonight, in my opinion, prove that false, because it just felt special. Salvi, Bubich playing up really well, obviously. Shout out Freddie Fermin, who had a really nice game.
And then
Cags. Yeah, and then Cags having that. That's why we do it. Like, over the last decade or however long it's been that we haven't had this competitive baseball, and now I'm sitting here hyped about a win in July. And that's what it's about. So appreciate you, brother. And it was nice to see Salvi do it big for whoever knows how long I'll have to see him.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe, you know it's always love, buddy. Nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. And Joe mentions Freddie Fermin. Freddie did everything he could. Right? Two-out double in the fourth, stranded. Two-out double in the sixth, stranded. Two-out walk in the eighth inning, stranded. Freddie balled out tonight. Freddie's batting .333 since the start of June. And if that doesn't impress you, his OPS is .872 since the beginning of June. No, he's not getting a ton of at-bats. I think it's like 50-some-odd bats. But Freddie's a bad boy. I was about to say something I shouldn't, but man, you guys know how I feel about Freddie. You know it's all love for Freddie Fermin. Freddie, one of only two Royals to have a multi-hit performance. Freddie and Salvi combine to go 5-for-7 tonight. They score 2, they drive in 2, and the Royals are now just 2 games below 500. We go back to the phone calls. We go to Scott in Independence. Scott, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Vern?
Great, man. What do you have?
Oh, man. I haven't been out to the K. You know, I was at the game tonight. I haven't been out there since the Yankee series. And, man, that team, a huge turnaround. I mean, it's just like they're locked in. I mean,
right.
You just tell the hype is there. They're back in it. I mean, you know, Salvi coming through with, you know, some moonshots tonight. Cags getting in there. And, you know, his confidence is up. You can just tell, you know, falling behind a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the air was electric, man. I mean, it was an awesome environment tonight. It was good seeing you. I came by the booth after the game tonight. You know, it was on all over your face, man. I mean, you know, the joy there, and you know, cheering this team on, and just being a fan.
I was excited to see you more than anything. I was excited to see you. It was even better than Salvi's performance, man. Seeing you guys swing by, it was a nice crowd after the game hanging out.
Yeah, man, for sure. You know, minimum 2 out of 3 from the Mets this weekend. Everybody's
no
saying Cags needs to go back to AAA. They're out their minds.
No
doubt.
Kids
bringing
it. No doubt. Yeah, well, that's why I appreciate people like you, man. I thanks for the phone call. You know, and I know a majority of you did not subscribe to the occasional wacko that wanted Jack to go back to Omaha or Salvi to go to the bench or. I mean, you've heard it. We don't need to rehash all of the crazy nonsense that's been spewed on this program over the past 94 games. Now, we look ahead to the final 68 games on the season. Royals right now, 2 games below 500. And like I mentioned, if they do what good teams are supposed to do, they'll be there in the end. We don't need magic. The Royals are not at that point, and they weren't coming into this homestand. Had they not handled their business against Pirates, if they don't handle their business against the Mets, well then yeah, you might need magic to find yourself back in October baseball. But right now, if you just win your home series and you split on the road, you'll end the year with 86 wins, and I think that'll be enough. Win your home series, split on the road. That puts the Royals at 40 wins. Yeah, 40 wins. So 86 on the season, matching last year's total. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Chris Bubich does not factor in the decision. The win went to Lucas Ursag. He's now 4-2. But Chris Bubich, man, that's how good he's been. I've had a few people shout him out, but he certainly has not received the spotlight he deserves. And as I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck Show, Bubich is getting absolutely no respect from anyone. Nobody. Now, I'm not talking about you guys. And, you know, even to go back to what Scott was saying about the atmosphere tonight at Kauffman Stadium, if there's been, and this is not brown nosing, I would like to think you guys know I ain't kissing up to anybody. But if there's been any aspect of this season that has not disappointed, it's been the fan turnout. Especially after that brutal month of June. To see almost 19,000 tonight, almost 23 last night on a Tuesday night. Very impressive. Very impressive. No doubt about it. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Text line is always there for you as well. 913-586-7965. But as far as Bubich getting no respect, you know, tonight, 5 2/3, 3 runs on 6 hits, 6 punch outs, and a pair of walks. His ERA is now 2.48. That's 8th lowest in all of Major League Baseball. Coming into tonight, Fangraphs said that Chris Bubich was, or has been, the 7th best pitcher in the sport this season. In all of Major League Baseball, there's only been 6 guys that have been better than Bubich this year. Tarek Skubal, Paul Skenes, okay, no surprise. Garrett Crochet of the Red Sox, Logan Webb of the Giants, and then the duo from Philly. Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez. And then Bubic, seventh best in the sport. And yet, I go to FanDuel to take a look at the Cy Young Award odds. Bubic isn't even top seven in the American League, let alone Major League Baseball. Okay, so the betting public doesn't buy what Bubic has presented over the course of 18 starts now. Fine. Media apparently isn't buying it either. I go to MLB.com earlier today. They have their top five Cy Young Award candidates in the American League. Bubic isn't on it. So the betting public, players, coaches, managers, when they're voting for the All-Star team, players, coaches, and managers in Major League Baseball didn't vote for Bobby Witt Jr. They voted for Jeremy Pena. They didn't vote for Chris Bubic. That had to be a Major League Baseball selection at the end. Fill in the final few spots. They decide, okay, let's put Bobby in. Okay, let's put in Chris Bubic. So the media, players, coaches, managers, and gamblers. Nobody is buying what Bubic has shown. Not what he's selling, what he's shown. 113 strikeouts in 109 innings of work this season. The guy's been unbelievable. So yeah, he deserves a lot more love than I'm giving him tonight. But he deserves so much more love from the baseball world as a whole. 913-586-7965. I mentioned just how well Chris Bubic has thrown the ball. Really, the pitching staff as a whole this season. Bullpen, rotation, all of it has been absolutely studly. The Royals pitching staff this season has an ERA of 3.46. That's third best in Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, the Tigers have the second best ERA in Major League Baseball, because I've been saying since opening day, the team that has the best ERA in this division will win this division. They have for the previous six seasons. So Detroit still holding off Kansas City, no surprise. But that 3.46 ERA through the first 94 games, last time a Royals pitching staff had a number that low, the World Champions of 1985. Royals win 4-3. They sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. We take our final quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com slash
switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
This pitch is hammered to deep center field. Back goes Cruz, away back, and gone, Perez. Salvador Perez, second home run of the game, his third hit. He now has 13 home runs.
That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Salvi's two home run performance, coupled with a two-run blast from Jack Caglione. That's four runs. You know how this goes. You know how that goes when it comes to the boys in blue with this pitching staff. Last year, this year, give them four runs, and more times than not, it's going to equate to a Royals victory. Royals are now 31-7 when they score four or more. They sweep the Pirates, take Thursday off, and welcome the New York Mets to town for a three-game weekend set to send us all into the All-Star break. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. With his two runs scored tonight, Salvi is now just 20 away from matching the career total of Mike Sweeney for seventh on the franchise's all-time list. Salvi has four bombs in his last four games. I know that's putting a smile on the face of our buddy Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, brother. Man, just hell of a night for baseball. I was watching, man, when I saw Cags hit a home run, I said, man, that's probably the longest home run that I've ever seen. And it was unbelievable. I had to watch it three times and even told my wife, man, watch this, babe.
Right.
Can you believe this? And I was just really happy for him, man. Just, you know, I texted you last night and I didn't get a chance to call in, but, man, just, you know, I'm so proud of the hard work that, you know, he's just such a young kid and the way he conducts himself and he wants to win for the team. And, you know, just, I mean, I was thinking about this, man, just, I mean, the future is bright for the Royals. I mean, everybody, I know, I heard a guy earlier wants to trade Salvi, and we all know eventually Salvi's, you know, I mean, his time is going to be up, man.
Probably I'll tell you this, Royals, Justin, people are crushing that dude on the text line. Guy in Gladstone's going off. A whole bunch of people, Nate and Baser, they're just ripping that dude apart on the text line right now.
Yeah, man, it's the captain, man. Right. I heard that there was a 7-second delay. I don't think you said something. You may have been shocked.
How does a guy hit two home runs and then people are saying, let's get rid of the face of our franchise? It doesn't make all
that
sense.
You don't do that, man. But, you know, and I tell you what, man, Nick Lofton and you know, the future is bright for these guys. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I love your show. I listen every night,
it,
and I love this team, man. So you have a good night.
Well, we love you, Justin, man. I appreciate the support, buddy. Thank you very much. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. We're big in Oklahoma City. See Ashley on the text line. Go Royals from OKC. Ashley, appreciate you listening. Spike in St. Joe's writing in. He's wondering if the ball that went off of Bubic's shin in the first inning is what cut his night a tad bit short. I think his command, his leaving pitches up, is what ended his night short. But I'll be honest with you, Spike. I was surprised that he was unfazed by taking a 106-mile-per-hour line drive off of the shin. Maybe it didn't hit the shin bone. So I guess if it hit the calf, it hurts less, apparently. I don't know. I was in pain watching it. But no, I'm fine. Get out of here. A six-pitch first inning for Chris Bubic. He gives up a leadoff double to O'Neill Cruz in the second inning. And, man, O'Neill Cruz, this dude's breaking my heart, man. I'm rooting for the Royals, but I also like watching good baseball. The fact that he gets caught stealing, whatever. He should have been on third base. There were a couple balls in the dirt. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, Freddie nabs him. I don't know what. You're running on Freddie? You had multiple opportunities to take the extra 90 feet, O'Neill. And that's when you decide to do whatever. So 13 pitches is all Bubich needed in the second inning. He faces the minimum. A leadoff walk in the third. He works around it. Retires the side in order in the fourth. Again in the fifth. Comes out in the sixth inning at just 61 pitches. So he was dealing, Spike. But in that sixth inning, leadoff hitter is their leadoff hitter, Tommy Pham. Bubich leaves an 0-2 fastball middle to Pham. And Tommy's a pro, right? He's a 10-year vet. He's not trying to get big. He knows what ballpark he's playing at. He just knocks it to the opposite field. Leadoff single. Andrew McCutchen, future Hall of Famer, then wins an 8-pitch battle with Bubich and draws a walk. Okay, so now those are two mistakes by Bubich. Two on, nobody out. Brian Reynolds takes an elevated changeup on the first pitch and rips it through the left side into left field, and now it's bases loaded, nobody out. Bubich has been a bulldog since he first showed up half a decade ago, so I'm not sweating it. I know it's not going to get the better of him. He's going to execute. He's going to remain confident and remain in the strike zone, and he did. He got Nick Gonzalez to pop out on the infield, shockingly, so it's still bases loaded, but now one out. O'Neill Cruz, he strokes a sinker that's not executed by Bubich. He guides it up the middle. Bobby makes a very nice play behind the bag to make sure that they record the out at first, but a run comes in to score. So that's the first run of the game. No big deal, right? It's 3-1 Royals at this point. And then Ke'Bryan Hayes steps to the dish with two outs and two on, right? Man on second, man on third, two outs for the Pirates' third baseman. He sees back-to-back sweepers. The second one was, well, the first one was down, you know, well located. I think the next one he wanted out of the zone, wanted a chase pitch there. Instead, he leaves it in the zone. And Ke'Bryan Hayes is able to drive it past the diving glove of Michael Garcia. It goes into left field. Two runs come in to score. It's a 3-3 game. And that's what ended the night for Chris Bubich. John Schreiber comes in, strikes out Joey Bartz, puts up a zero in the seventh. Lucas Ursig puts up a zero in the eighth. And Carlos Estevez picks up his 25th save of the season in the ninth. Royals win 4-3. Let's hear what Chris Bubich had to say after the game. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
I was not really that sharp, to be honest, from the get-go. But found a way to navigate through those first five. Changeup wasn't really a factor. Spin was okay at times, but kind of lazy early in the game. Obviously, that last inning hurt with the 3-0 lead. You know, letting those first couple guys get on. So the offense picked us up there. Salvi with some big swings, Jack with a big swing. But it's just part of it. You know, it was a good team win. They picked me up there after that inning, and, you know, sucks that it happened, but like I said, they got me after that.
Yeah, you deserve to be picked up, Chris. Pitching your tail off, buddy.
Jack and Salvi crush the baseballs.
Yeah, it's huge. Just to turn the game like that with big swings and providing some slug for the offense is huge. Especially, I know we don't tend to hit a ton of homers here, but you know those guys can hit them out anywhere. So to see them step up in big situations, you know, we know Jack hits the ball harder than anybody, so we knew that was coming. And Salvi's, you know, time and time again, you know, coming up big in clutch situations, so it doesn't surprise us one bit.
No, not at all. Chris Bubich has allowed 3 runs or fewer in 15 of his 18 starts this season. I mentioned that strikeout total for the All-Star, 113 punch-outs through his first 18 starts of the season. Only 7 pitchers in Royals history have punched out more. 913-586-7965. Bubich's ERA now sitting at 2.48. Fifth best ERA by any Royal before the All-Star break. We go back to the phone calls and Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And yeah, look, that ball was tattooed by Jack Caglione, and it's his fourth home run of the year. So watch out. Once he gets hot, it's going to be a problem for the rest of the league once we get this five-man at the top of the lineup going. And yeah, just let's keep it up, and I'll see you out there Friday, Vern. I'm going to the game, so.
It's
going
to be jumping, dude. I can't wait to see you. Have a nice night. Enjoy your off day, Garrett. 913-586-7965. Royals have won four straight, 7 of 9, and 8 of their last 12. Taking a peek at the text line, 913-586-7965. Ellie from Kansas City says she was unable to get through on the Lions as they were busy, but she's hoping that Jack's home run will set him free for the season and put him on fire. Let's go offense. Let's go Royals. Signed, Ellie from Kansas City. Yeah, and I think you should expect that. Right? You're seeing it from Nick Kurtz with the A's. Roman Anthony looks like he's getting hot with the Red Sox. Listen, I understand the game has changed a lot, and prospects are not being seasoned as much as they were back when I was young. But it's still abnormal, right? What Kurtz and Anthony and the kid with the Angels, Christian Moore, what Jack Caglione, what the kid in Houston's doing. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of 2024 draft picks that have already made their big league debut. But I wouldn't be surprised in a couple decades from now if we're looking back on that 2024 draft class and going, oh my God, I mean, that's one of the greats. That's one of the great draft classes we've seen. And how about the fact that the Royals really seem to be benefiting from those great draft classes? Cags in 24, Bobby in 2019, Alex Gordon's draft class back in 2007. Is that right? I might be off on that year. Speaking of Bobby... I mean, this is how crazy it is. I've almost done an hour and a half, and we haven't talked enough about Chris Bubich or Bobby Witt Jr., the two All-Stars. Bobby's now hitting .396 across his 13-game hitting streak, the fifth hitting streak of his career lasting at least 13 games. There's only four guys in the history of this franchise that have put together more such streaks. Bobby just turned 25. Oh, man. Yeah, the future is most certainly bright. No doubt about it. Bobby also rips his 25th base of the season. That's fourth most in Major League Baseball. And he's the fourth Royal ever with four straight seasons of 25 bags. Text line 913-586-7965. I see Scott in Phoenix writing in. Saying that he would take a look at DJ LeMahieu, former batting champ that was DFA'd earlier today by the New York Yankees. Yankees giving that dude about $22 million to hit the bricks. Yeah, you don't need a second baseman. You don't need a third baseman. I don't know if you want to give him the DH role. Is he an upgrade over Nick Lofton? Yeah, well, DJ LeMahieu ain't running out there in left field. I love the name. I love the guy, right? I'm a fan of DJ LeMahieu's. You would think it makes the team better. But whose spot does he take? It's not like it's, oh, okay, we have DJ LeMahieu. All right, Tyler Tolbert, we don't need. No, you still need a base-running threat late in the game. I mean, right, it would be Nick Lofton. You want Nick Lofton or DJ LeMahieu? Scott, I appreciate you listening. Seth is loving the fact that on Superman bobblehead night, Salvi just straight up turned into Superman. Yeah, no doubt about it. A big-time home run binge of late. Royals have hit 14 home runs in the last six games. That's on the heels of a season-long five-game span where they didn't hit a single bomb. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. Andrew from Prairie Village. He's jumping on that caller that wanted Salvi traded. I mean, that's all over the text line. Got a guy here saying he wouldn't come to another game if the Royals traded away Salvador Perez. Emily from North Kansas City was in the ball game, was in the ballpark yesterday and today with her dad and her sister. Said she had a great time seeing three home runs tonight. Yeah, no doubt. I bet you, Emily, I have to imagine when you showed up to the ballpark yesterday and even today, you certainly were not expecting the boys to go bridge thrice. And that's exactly what they did. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Steven in Kansas City. Steven, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, it's never over until Lizzo sings. Lizzo and Adele sing. It's time to start the playoffs.
Oh, boo.
I know you don't want to do it, Vern. I know that it galls you. It galls you to do a third place wild card countdown, but you've got to do it. I know you hate to do it. I know you can't bring yourself to do it. If Tampa Bay loses tomorrow, we're 2.5 back with 3 to go.
Steven, I appreciate the phone call, but I can't. Let's get to 500 before we start talking about October. And show some respect. Adele is one of the greats of this generation. And Lizzo just makes hits, bro. Come on. What are you pushing, by the way, Steven? You better be in good shape, dog. Gonna be taking shots like that at some queens. Come on, man. Daniel was in the building, said he had a great time watching the boys win at home. Who knows what Rally Mantis is up to? He's on the text line. Says, Vern, it's been a while since I've seen a moonshot like that. Jack is more likely to beat Bo Jackson's moonshot when it's all said and done. Possibly. I'll believe it when I see it. So that's going to take like a 500-foot blast to surpass the great Bo Jackson, right? 913-586-7965. From the 816, Vern, this win was a lot like that win last year against the Mariners in June. That game was kind of a team identity win, and I think that was on display tonight. Ooh, buddy, I hope you're right. Yeah, I'll never forget that Mariners game. I'll never forget that glare that Bobby Witt Jr. hit the boys in the dugout with after that game-tying triple. You saw the killer inside Bobby Witt Jr. I don't think I've ever seen it before or since. I know it's there. You're not that ball player if you don't have some killer in you. He doesn't show it very often, but that's what I'll always remember about that Mariners comeback last season. By the way, Bobby, since the start of June, has an OPS of 889. He back. Take a look at his numbers with runners in scoring position, by the way. Dude's dirty. He didn't have an opportunity tonight with a runner in scoring position. So he's hitting 313 this year with an OPS north of 950 in those clutch situations. And he's not starting the All-Star game. Okay, I'm not getting caught up on that. JT Noah, great job back at the studio. That's our closing music. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. We'll do it again on Friday right here at the K. Talk to you then. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.